The state of Washington will have to pay a $100,000 fine every day until lawmakers fix the way the state's public schools are funded. That is what the state Supreme Court justices ordered today in their latest escalation of the McCleary school funding case. But will this spur state leaders to finally bring the protracted legal and legislative battle to a close? Well, KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes joins us now live to offer some details. And Kyle, before we get too far here, how can the state fine itself? How does that work?
It's an interesting question, Ed. Obviously, kind of a semantic issue here a little bit. But it turns out some of the details are being worked out in terms of how this is going to work. But the court sort of specifies that the state has to put $100,000 every day that it hasn't fulfilled the McCleary school funding decision into a special account. I think the best way to say this in so many words is that they're putting the money into escrow. It's money that they can't access. But as we'll sort of talk about in a second here, this isn't exactly a lot of money that they're going to not have access to.
All right. Why did the court hand down this fine?
Well, there's a couple of different things. I mean, the simplest thing to say is that the legislature fell short in its efforts to fund schools this session, even after $1.3 billion in new education funding in the latest state budget. What the court ruled, they point out that the state made significant progress on some areas, but less progress in others in terms of adding full funding, for instance, on full-day kindergarten, and efforts to reduce class sizes in the early grades. Lawmakers appropriated money for this, but they might not have provided the money for new classrooms for these issues. That's one piece. The other piece, and probably the biggest and kind of the headline piece here, is teacher compensation. The state has said that the legislature did pretty much nothing to address the problems with how the state funds teacher salaries, affirming that what we've been talking about all along in McCleary, base teacher salaries aren't competitive here in the state of Washington, and local school districts have been forced to use local property tax dollars to make up the difference.
A lot of moving parts. We've been talking about this for so long in this state. Why no solution yet?
Well, I think it comes back to that compensation piece being so complicated, and I've talked to a lot of lawmakers about this, why this is the case that we haven't seen a solution on compensation when this has been a core issue all along. And today, Issaquah Republican Chad Magandance, who's in the House, offered this take.
It really gets into almost a religious territory with the two parties. The Democrats want to see tax reform. They want to see an income tax or a capital gains tax, something like that. The Republicans, you know, they want to see us living within our means and working within existing revenue.
Because this is going to be such a complicated and an expensive issue to address, it could require at least $1 billion a year, perhaps more than $3 billion by the time all of this is said and done. Republicans would prefer to kind of swap the way that property taxes are done, and Democrats obviously prefer a new revenue source because that property tax switch, they think, the Democrats think, could just end up hurting the urban districts that they represent.
$100,000 a day sounds like a lot of money. Some lawmakers are saying the court maybe let the legislature off easy here.
Yeah, I think it's worth saying that the state will probably end up spending more on wildfire relief this year than they end up spending putting into this sort of escrow account on McCleary. So I think that it's safe to say that this, you know, obviously there might be public opinion that forces the legislature into session, but this fine isn't going to be the thing on its own in and of itself to do it.
All right. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes talking about today's Supreme Court decision on the McCleary case. Thank you very much.
You bet.
We've got a lot more on this. Kyle's been working on the story all day. It's on our website, kplu.org. This is 88.5 KPLU.